Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
So, as you heard, Michelle, the Labor Premier is not impressed by what Dan Andrews described as Malcolm Turnbull's lecture on their renewable energy targets. The PM has been criticised by mostly his political opponents for playing politics with this natural disaster that brought such hardship. Was his intervention and the timing of it appropriate in your view?
I think the tone of it was quite unexpected and not perhaps all that appropriate. For example, he didn't really express any general sympathy to the South Australian people who were in the middle of that disaster yesterday when he was speaking. He did pay tribute to the workers who were trying to get up the power lines and the emergency workers, but I think he could have at least gone down the empathy road more. He was, of course, very, very strong on the renewable energy issue. And again, there didn't seem a lot of balance there, because one would think that in principle he would be saying, well, yes, we need to go in this direction, but there are obvious problems that need to be spoken about, discussed, and solutions found, and the harmonisation issue is clearly something that should be looked at, but it was not cast like that. And also, and finally, while he was not saying that this event was caused by the renewable energy, the high proportion of that, he did inevitably seem to conflate the issues of the cause and that.
Yeah, which is not perhaps
issue.
The best way to get agreement around a table when you finally get the people around the table. Michelle, the former coalition MP, Wyatt Roy, he got caught up in a confrontation between ISIS and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Iraq. Here's Wyatt Roy speaking to SBS yesterday.
15 Daesh soldiers attacked the position that we were at for about half an hour. Once they had pushed them back, they were very adamant that we get in the car and we drive as fast as we could in the other direction. So I drove as fast as we could back to the town of Sinjar. We were attacked. It was obviously quite a serious situation. The Peshmerga called in an airstrike, and probably within half an hour or 40 minutes, the jets were overhead.
Well, soldiers call this war tourists. Penny Wong was scathing. She described it as some kind of Top Gun fantasy. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop clearly not impressed either. What do you think?
Well, it's a bit cowboyish. He hasn't broken any law, because he's not been to an area that's proclaimed as one that you can't go to under Australian law. But it was rather odd behaviour. Perhaps he wants to be a reporter in his new life.
Okay. And Michelle, just finally and briefly, the Treasurer, he's got an important speech today at the Lowy Institute with a message I think aimed squarely at all those in our Parliament who are sort of listening and living the protectionist message coming from the likes of Donald Trump in the US at the moment. He'll remind us about the economic benefits we get from keeping our borders open, foreign investment coming in. Why is he doing this?
I think he's doing it because we are seeing a lot of voices saying that we should not have Muslims coming in. That recent poll, nearly half of the people were saying that, Muslims as part of our immigration policy. And also we're seeing, as you say, these protectionist pressures that saw a big vote for Pauline Hanson, that saw a big vote for Nick Xenophon. What Scott Morrison is doing in this speech today, a sort of headland speech, one of a series he's making on economic matters, is saying we need to keep an open society, because this has been the way historically that Australia has been prosperous. But he's also arguing for balance. He's stressing, for example, that economic benefit has been at the core of our immigration policy over the years, getting people who can bring their skills, contribute, and so on. He's saying in foreign investment, he has a positive attitude, but there need to be, there should be controls and careful scrutiny. And he's, on the whole, trying to say, listen to people's worries on these various fronts, but sell the benefits of this open policy.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan from The Conversation.